This is Pastor Emory. Is there a secret ruling power over our nation which can cause depression, unemployment, bankruptcies, plan wars, and control the laws and the government over the people without the knowledge of most citizens of the nation? The Bible prophesies in Revelation 17 and 18 that a mysterious power would control all governments at the end of this age, that it would plan and bring about wars, famines, and great distress upon the nations, that it would then be revealed to the people and its power broken by the direct intervention of God Almighty. In today's broadcast, I will be reading from a broadcast I did in 1968 about the Vietnam War, showing how that war was fought not to help America, but to advance the cause of world communism. Last week, I read a portion of a radio broadcast I did in 1968 about the Vietnam War. That broadcast and another one following it are in print and are included in our April packet of literature. Those two 1968 broadcasts are titled A Christian Analysis of the Vietnam War. This was done at a time when America was divided on the war. Peaceniks and all sorts of people were supposedly opposing it. Many Americans were actively promoting the war and urging the United States to win and stop the communists. And our government went right on year after year, neither winning nor losing, except that tens of thousands of teenage American boys were killed, scores of thousands maimed or crippled for life, and 100,000 or more addicted to drugs in Southeast Asia, and then returned to America to be turned loose on our society. Solomon wrote, "In all thy getting, get understanding." And in Proverbs 1, "A wise man will hear and will increase learning. A man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel." That is part of the reason I am including printed copies of those broadcasts in our April packet. Reading it now will help you understand other parts of this current Bible study series on Mystery Babylon the Great. Most radio and church ministers today seem to believe and teach that this great world power called Mystery Babylon in Revelation 17 will not rise to rule the earth until after all of the Christians are removed in what they call the pre-tribulation rapture of the church. But, as we see in Revelation 17, although verse 18 does verify that she rules over the kings of the earth, verse 6 makes it plain that she is responsible for slaying untold numbers of the saints of the Most High God. Those slain by her are called in that verse the saints and the martyrs of Jesus. It would be impossible for the angel to accuse Mystery Babylon of slaying the followers of Jesus if there were no followers of Jesus on the earth when Mystery Babylon rules. In verses 7 through 17 of Revelation 17, the angel gives a description of the red beast upon which Mystery Babylon rides, which parallels the description of the beast of Daniel 2, Daniel 7, and Daniel 8. In Daniel 7, again, we find that that beast makes war with the saints and prevails against them. Verse 21 of Daniel 7. And in verse 25, we find the saints of the Most High God are given into the hands of this world power, quote, until a time and times and the dividing of time. In our series of Bible studies, I am identifying this mysterious control, this mystery, if you please, from the book of Revelation, from Bible prophecies, and from the obvious proof which can now be seen as we come under greater and greater dictatorial control by the enemies of Christ and of Christendom. As we have already seen, part of that control apparatus is operated through the United Nations, but part of it is obviously religious, in that few, if any, of the churches of America, either of the Protestant or Catholic persuasion, ever give any clear warning or understanding of the actions and the control of the Antichrist. The phony oil shortage, which has disrupted many small businesses, bankrupt thousands and put millions of Americans out of work is an example of economic control, where a handful of people, perhaps numbering in the thousands, can plan and carry out a program which forces millions of citizens of scores of countries to pay them double for one product in a matter of months. This total collected in excess prices on oil will reach over $100 billion per year by the end of this year. That is the equivalent of 10% of the production of the United States of America. If an enemy army or an enemy ruler sent us an ultimatum and told us they wanted 10% of the earnings of every working man in America, we would rise up and fight. But powerful and secret economic manipulations can take 10% of the earnings of every worker in America. The workers, by and large, know they have lost that much, that somehow hundreds of dollars have been taken from them, but they do not know who did it, they don't know how it was done, and they do not know what to do about it. No wonder the angel named this secret world power mystery, for that is what it is to most of the world. I'm going to read some more from my 1968 radio sermon in a few moments, but first of all, turn with me in your Bible to 1 Samuel 8 and verse 11. The Israel people had just come out of Egyptian bondage. They had been under the guidance of Moses, a man of God, and Joshua, a man of God. They had had both prosperity and captivity, depending on whether they had followed God's laws or not. And now the people have come to Samuel and told him they wanted a king to rule over them like all the other nations around about. And you think, as I read this, we still call the American leader a president, but he has more power over us than George III of England ever dreamed of having when we fought the Revolutionary War. George III could not tell Americans where their children must be transported to school. He could not take one quarter to one third of our wages in so-called income tax. He could not fine our businesses if they failed to hire certain people. He could not take the wages from workers and give it to the non-workers, nor could he pardon or repeal the sentences of criminals found guilty by local courts. And I could go on for the rest of the broadcast, listing the things which King George could not do, but which the United States government now does to the detriment of our people. Our government is actually more of a monarchy ruled by an imperial throne than England ever was. And here in 1 Samuel is God's warning of the kind of king God's people would have if they wanted a king to rule over them rather than to be ruled by God. You listen closely as Samuel describes the king. 1 Samuel 8, he is speaking to Israel starting in verse 11. And he said, "This will be the manner of the king that shall reign over you. He will take your sons and appoint them for himself, for his chariots, and to be his horsemen, and some shall run before his chariots. And he will appoint him captains over thousands, and captains over fifties, and will set them to ear his ground, and to reap his harvest, and to make his instruments of war, and instruments of his chariots." In other words, your children and you will work for the king and his people instead of for yourselves. You'll provide millions of dollars for war contracts for his friends and hundreds of millions of dollars for interest on war and debt. And your sons will work for his government instead of for you and for your own good. It should be obvious to any thinking American today that Vietnam was never the war of the American people. If that war had been the American people's war, they would have blockaded Haiphong Harbor, bombed the capital of North Vietnam, and told the Viet Cong they had 48 hours to get out of South Vietnam, or we would level every building in Hanoi. In 1945, American bombers burned down with firebombs from 20% to 75% of each of Japan's 75 largest cities burning up between 500,000 and 1 million Japanese in a period of 6 months. Yet in 1965, 20 years later, our leaders even refused to bomb any city in a communist country. In 1945, the enemy was not a communist nation. Could that be the reason? Do the people who run America destroy only cities in non-communist nations? A good question, is it not? Let's read on what Samuel warned would happen to the Israel people when they wanted a king to rule them instead of God. 1 Samuel 8, verse 13. And he will take your daughters to be confectionaries and to be cooks and to be bakers. Yes, if they ever get the so-called Equal Rights Act passed, they will be drafting women to serve in capacity for the king. Verse 14, and he will take your fields and your vineyards and your olive yards, even the best of them, and give them to his servants. This is accomplished in America by many things, including what they call urban renewal. They present it to the taxpayers as a way to, quote, modernize your city, or to provide tourist attractions, or to eliminate old and hazardous buildings, and so on. So they condemn one man's property, pay him off with money taken from the workers, and sell that property cheaply to a politician or a politician's friend. And that's what Samuel said they would do, and it is being done in America. Here is more, verse 15. And he will take the tenth of your seed and of your vineyards, and give to his officers and to his servants. God's people are supposed to pay 10% of their earnings or increase to God's work to take care of the preaching of the word of the poor and so on. But if they will not obey God but want a king, then he will take the 10%, not just of your earnings, but of your actual accumulated wealth and land. And that is also happening in our nation. Verse 16, and he will take your men servants and your maid servants and your goodliest young men and your asses and put them to his work. Yes, if this goes far enough, most of the people will be working for the king's government. The king will control it, and the state will become the largest employer and control the people, just as Samuel says in the next verse, and he shall take the tenth of your sheep, and ye shall be his servants. Yes, we will be the king's servants. We will work where we are told. We will be paid according to what the king says, with price controls. You will sell your goods at the price the king sets. You will travel only where you are allowed. You will serve voluntarily as you are told to do, and on and on. Some say that is communism. Oh no, my Christian friend, that is the fate of God's people when they refuse the rulership of God and desire that of man. It doesn't happen all at once. It may take years. In America, it has been underway for several generations, and it may not be complete for another. But where God is not obeyed, it is inevitable. Where God does not rule, Mystery Babylon does. I have only a minute or so left, so I'll refer you to some of those verses in Revelation 18 and 19, and then, God willing, next week this will be completely a Bible study. But as Mystery Babylon is destroyed, in the last verses of Revelation 18 it says, "For by thy sorceries were all nations deceived." That word sorceries comes from the Greek word pharmakia, which means drugs, and it seems apparent today that most of the drugs coming into the United States are coming from Red China or other communist countries, and they are part of the weapons of war of Mystery Babylon against Christendom. Now, since I have mentioned before that this battle being fought by Mystery Babylon is against God's people, you be sure and read Revelation 17 and 18 and Daniel 7 before next week. We're going to go on in Revelation and verify in the prophet Isaiah, Jeremiah, and other prophets that this war conducted by Mystery Babylon is against God's people of Christendom. The Christians are not prophesied to be taken from the earth. There is not one verse or phrase or passage in the Bible which teaches that. That doctrine was never taught prior to 1830 and is now taught by the Christian churches, or many of them, as if it were true. And it is the doctrine which prevents Christian people from recognizing the truth of these verses of Scripture in Revelation 17, which says that John saw this woman, Mystery Babylon, drunken with the blood of saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. Yes, she was responsible for the death of millions of Christian people. She is now ruling the earth, but thank God, her days are just about over, and in the next broadcast, we will consider the prophecies which will show her soon coming destruction, preparing God's people and the earth for the coming rulership of Jesus Christ in the kingdom of God upon the earth. Praise ye the Lord. Until next week, this is Pastor Emery saying goodbye. God bless you. Read your Bible and pray for Christian America.